If you have spent any time at all in the independent media space, then you've seen it. This person is a shill. This person is a gatekeeper. This person isn't telling you the truth about X, Y, or Z. All right, so here's the question. How do you overcome such a gatekeeper? How do you defeat the gatekeeper? Well, here's a pretty simple answer for you, but it involves recontextualizing that question. Because I know when people say, that person is a gatekeeper, this person, James Corbett is a gatekeeper. I know that they think they are saying something about this person or that person or about James Corbett, but that's not what I hear. When I hear that, I hear someone saying, I am weak. I am pathetic. I am intellectually dependent on other people to tell me what to think about, what to research, what I can't research. I'm going to listen to other people tell me what to believe. But here's my message for you. You are not weak. You are not pathetic. You are not intellectually dependent on me or anyone else in the world to tell you what to think or what to think about. And you are a free, beautiful human being, intellectually sovereign. You are the one who decides what you will think about, what you will research, what information you will take on board and what information you won't take on board, who you will listen to, and when you listen to anybody, what parts of their information you will listen to and what you will discard. That is up to you, because you are strong, you are powerful, you are intellectually sovereign. So, here's the real answer to the question of how to defeat the gatekeepers. Well, there is only one gatekeeper in the world that can gatekeep your mind, and that is you. You choose what to believe. You choose what to research. You choose what information to take on board and what information to discard. And even if somebody came along and told you, you cannot research into this, you cannot look into this or that, you cannot conclude differently than I conclude on this or that subject, why would you listen to them unless you are weak, unless you are pathetic, unless you are intellectually dependent on other people to tell you what to think? There is no gatekeeper but yourself. So, it's a choice that you can make each and every single day. Am I going to be weak, pathetic, enslaved, dependent on other people to tell me what to think about? Or am I going to choose for myself what happens in the space between my ears? It's your choice. You make it every single day. So, keep that in mind next time you hear someone saying, oh, this person is a gatekeeper. All they are really saying is, I am weak. I am pathetic. Please, somebody come along and tell me what to think and what to think about. Well, I would never presume to do so. But even if I did, why would you care? To defeat the gatekeeper, you have to defeat the gatekeeper in your mind and in your heart. And once you do so, and once you reclaim your sovereignty as a free, beautiful, independent human being, there is no gatekeeper. Think about whatever you want to think about. Research whatever you want to research. Come to whatever conclusion you come to. No one can tell you otherwise. James Corbett, CorbettReport.com.